One would have thought that the government would have stood on the side of the people and allow workers the pride and honor in knowing that truly the assets of this nation was owned by the people. We would hate to think that this decision was taken in a few hours in a response to the show of solidarity and strength displayed by the trade union movement on last Friday and Saturday with our rally and motorcade. In fact, this seemingly is but the continuation of the attempts to break the back of the trade union movement by undermining unions one by one. But I want to assure the people of this nation, I want to assure the working class, that these attempts will fail. For as long as the people have to fight and protest and demonstrate for what is rightfully theirs, then the struggle will always carry on. And the trade union movement will continue to be the last bastion of salvation for the working class people of this nation.